the way one trauma calls back another in the echo chamber of the heart. People can't give you hope, can't dispense it on an as-needed basis like a prescription. But I believe hope can be learned, and it's learned through the experience of others. It happens through our shared stories. After my son died, I needed hope. I found it through reporting the stories of others who had faced down hard circumstances of their own. These were stories of survival and transformation, of people confronting devastating situations that changed them in unexpected ways. I learned how to live after loss from their stories. Many more of us are facing unimaginable losses in the long tail of the COVID-19 crisis. I hope these stories will provide as much courage and insight for others as they did for me. Carol Smith, May 2020. Prologue. I did not go to my son Christopher's school the day the nurse came to speak. Instead, I lay fetal-like on his bed, my face pressed to his sheets. The trace scents of crayons and band-aids, mud and baseball leather, kept me breathing. I squeezed my eyes shut. Images clicked by like a reel in his viewmaster. Christopher riding a therapy horse, showing off his tricks, his arms sticking straight out, his head thrown back, laughing. Christopher hiding rocks and shells under his bed, the found treasures of a 7-year-old. Christopher nestled next to me on the bed as we read books together in sign language. Again, story, he would sign, tapping the fingertips of one hand into the palm of the other, then drawing his hands apart like he was pulling taffy. I'd laugh, knowing this was a tactic to avoid the dreaded bedtime, and turn back to the beginning. We'd spied this bed together early one Sunday morning as we wandered the Rose Bowl Flea Market in Pasadena, California, near where we lived. Both of us had fallen for its vintage pine headboard festooned with fading decals of saddles and spurs. Sometimes he drifted to sleep in blue pajamas with comets on them, still wearing his red cowboy hat. The bed was his steed and his rocket ship. Now I clung to it for fear of drowning. It was the first day after winter break and overcast, the sun locked behind a scrim of gray. 15 miles away at George Washington Elementary School in Burbank, my